Hi everyone, this is Mike Brute at the Warren Group bringing you our Massachusetts home sales data report for June 2020. During the month, there were 5,004 single-family home sales, a 23.4% decrease from June 2019, when there were 6,530 transactions. The median single-family home price increased 2.6% on a year-over-year basis to $440,000, an all-time high for the month of June despite COVID-19 disrupting the summer market. Meanwhile, there were 1,815 condo sales in June, a 30.7% decrease from June 2019, with a median sale price of $396,000, a 5.7% increase from a year earlier. Joining us now to shed some light on the Massachusetts real estate market is the Warren Group CEO, Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Hi, Mike. Good to talk to you again. I hope you've got air conditioning in your home office. It sure is hot out here.
Thankfully, I do, but after the last week or two, I'm not super excited to see my electric bill at the end of this month. Now, speaking of hot, the median single-family home price of $440,000 marked an all-time high for the month of June. What sort of factors might have contributed to this development?
I'd say that there are two factors that continue to drive the median price of single-family homes upward, despite the raging pandemic. Those factors are low supply and high demand. Like the stock market, home prices keep climbing despite the recession and COVID-19. In fact, home median prices have not decreased in any month for 51 straight months. The increases in price have been modest, just 2.6% in June and 5.1% in the first 6 months of the year. But the increases keep coming month after month, year after year. Obviously, the recent home buyers still have their jobs and income. Otherwise, a mortgage would be impossible. It was recently reported that Massachusetts has the highest unemployment rate in the nation. It seems that the jobs that pay enough to allow a home purchase must have been preserved, and recent home buyers must have confidence that their jobs will not be cut during the COVID-19-induced recession. And this is not unique to Massachusetts. Home prices rose in June across the whole country. Record low mortgage rates helped to make this possible, and it's possible to afford a home when you have lower mortgage payments. It will be interesting to see what the numbers are for the next few months. The sales in this report closed in June, so the deals were made in April and May. As the state opens up and as infection rates come down, we could see more homeowners willing to put their homes on the market. And we could see more home buyers out shopping aggressively.
Now, the median condo price declined on a year-over-year basis for the first time in 14 months. You know, in fact, prior to June, it looked like condos were on track to outpace the median single-family home price in 2020. What would it take for condo prices to stop this slide?
I think many people hit the pause button on condo buying. We saw dramatic declines in condo sales over the second quarter. First, it was 19% in April, then 45% decline in May, and then 31% in last month. And now, the median price is slipping for the first time in over a year. The pandemic is causing disruption to what had been popular wisdom. For a few years now, condos have been the hallmark of the urban renaissance. People wanted to live in the city because they worked in the city, and they liked the restaurants and cultural activities in the city. Now life has changed with the shuttered offices, restaurants, museums, and concert halls. It is too early to know for sure, but there is reason to speculate that buyers may want to wait a while before they commit to living in a scaled-down city and riding in the elevators every time they want to leave home.
Well, thanks, Tim, and I'm looking forward to hear what you have to say about the housing market next month. And thank you, everyone, for joining us. This has been your Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for June 2020. If you'd like more information about products and services from The Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.